报告类高分范文。
It seems to be an increasingly widespread concern that the media is filled with images of disasters and violence, and I think that advanced communication technologies and essence of media companies are, in large part, responsible for this. In the past, people received news updates only by listening to the radio and reading newspapers. This is no longer the case. Due to advanced communication technologies, individuals nowadays are surrounded by all kinds of media at all times. They are being kept informed about what is happening worldwide, almost simultaneously, by thousands of websites, live TV news, radio programs, and even mobile phone text messages. As a result, bad news now has high-tech wings and is being heard more often than ever before. Another important reason leading to this phenomena is that the ultimate goal of media companies is to seek maximum profits. Since bad news is exaggerated for the sake of shock value, media companies, of course, make up much of it to boost sales and attract more advertisement. So, we see 24 hours non-stop news reports of airplane crashes, earthquakes, tsunamis, and violence. In order to solve this problem, in other words, to encourage the media to provide more balanced coverage to the public, government intervention and guidance can make a difference. More importantly, media networks should not only function as a business, but take a larger social responsibility. Besides, the citizens should learn to live optimistically and actively. After all, it is we, the viewers, who decide what we like to watch, read, and pay attention to. It seems to be an increasingly widespread concern that overwork is stealing our family time. And I think that the keen competition and modern communication technology are responsible for this. In the past, it was not uncommon for the husband to be the breadwinner, while the wife stayed home to raise children. This is no longer the case. Nowadays, both men and women have to work to cover increasing costs of living. Moreover, due to booming population and globalization, people have to compete not only with more and more domestic university graduates, but also with qualified job applicants from overseas in order to obtain a decent position in the workplace. So, this intense social rivalry is one of the root causes of why people have less family time. Another important factor contributing to this phenomena is the advancement in communication technology. For example, mobile phones and the internet have increased work efficiency on one hand, but on the other hand, they have reduced the time people spent with those they care about. In the past, we would visit our parents' home and stay with them for several hours during a traditional festival. Later, as mobile phones became popular, we might only give them a 2-minute call. Now we could express our regards by sending a message in just a few short seconds. Of course, this issue is bringing some negative effects to both family life and society. The husband and wife may be too tired to have quality time together after work. When they come back home too late, they might not be able to talk and play with their sleeping kids. While material wealth is accumulated, the emotional bonds between people get weaker. The problem many families already have is a social concern. Although many countries deem a higher GDP as the indicator of social progress, I personally do not think this figure can fully represent the happiness and well-being of those members of society. It is a noticeable phenomenon that adolescents are becoming unhappier even while being much richer. And I believe there are two major reasons behind this. In the past, parents came back home from work earlier, at which time the whole family could have dinner together or chat and laugh while watching TV. This seemingly ordinary life did make everyone happy. Nowadays, however, parents often work overtime due to keen competition in the workplace, so teenagers indulge in various social websites which provide them with a sense of belonging. But no doubt, these virtual experiences cannot improve their emotional well-being. Another important factor is that once parents realized their mistakes and felt regretful, they usually compensated their kids by giving them more money to buy things they want. Naturally, parents were under the assumption that doing so would make their children much happier. In fact, this makes the whole thing much worse. Once young people become richer and more comfortable, they often fail to set goals for their lives and miss the chances of imagination, struggling, and creativity. The process of seeking happiness per se is one of the happiest feelings. So, how can this be brought back on the right track? Parents must learn to strike a proper balance between family time and work schedules, even though it is a real challenge in this commercial world. Young people, on the other hand, should reduce their reliance on the internet and engage in face-to-face social life more. Making friends on the sports field, helping neighbors, having many hobbies, and even trying to set up your own business may make you happy. Step out of the comfort zone and don't be afraid of failure. Life is full of ups and downs. The person who never experiences the downs cannot really enjoy the happiness of the ups in life.